Track 13. Celebrate this year by buying fresh and buying local for your Christmas tree.
Had a thing for Christmas trees. There's something magical about bringing an actual tree into your house. For as long as I can remember, we've always had a ceiling scraper, even in my parents' tiny suburban semi in Reading. The buying of it as a child was a much-loved, albeit last-minute, ritual, usually on the 23rd of December or thereabouts. Going to a local grower or garden centre, the rigorous inspection of various specimens for shape and general sturdiness, the perennial struggle to fit it into the car. Most years we had to drive home with bits sticking out of a window or even boot open and my dad's handkerchief fluttering from the protruding end. Evergreen plants have been used from the days of the Druids to ward off evil spirits and help people get through the dark days leading up to the winter solstice. The Christmas tree came sometime later, probably having its origins in medieval mystery plays, when a tree of paradise was decorated with apples to represent the fall of Adam and Eve, and wafers to represent the Christian Eucharist and salvation. The apples were later replaced by shiny red balls. The modern-day Christmas tree evolved in Northern Europe from the big communal tree which was erected in local guild halls, decorated with sweets for apprentices and children. Introduced into the UK by Charlotte, the German wife of George III, it was popularised by Queen Victoria and Prince Albert, and by the 1850s, Christmas trees decorated with candles and sweets had become fashionable with the moneyed middle classes. The tradition gradually gained traction throughout society, and when a restriction on foreign imports was introduced, plantations began to be established in the UK. One of these was in Norfolk, where Charles Meynell planted fast-growing Norway spruce in the 1960s. His son, Richard, followed in his footsteps in the late 1970s, innovating by growing the Christmas crop of nurse trees in rows between his seedling hardwoods, encouraging them to grow straight and tall. Today, the tradition is continued by his grandson, Anthony, who grows 4 acres of spruce and fir for sale direct from his door at Berry Hall. Nowadays, the conifers are mostly grown separately, those hardwoods having reached 40 feet or more. He does still grow some trees, interspersed with mature walnuts, though. There's a great affinity between the two, he says. The walnuts are very late into leaf, and by that time the Christmas trees have done most of their growing for that season, so you can cultivate the two together until the walnuts get really large. A member of the British Christmas Tree Growers Association, Anthony has focused on resilience and sustainability, trialling different species before settling on the three which thrive best in his loamy soil. The Norway spruce, Picea abies, is the fastest growing, enjoying an open, sunny aspect and also shadier conditions. This is the traditional Christmas tree, with spicy, sharp, Christmassy scent. The blue spruce, Picea pungens, has elegant, glaucous foliage which is resistant to drop. It is quite prickly, which can sometimes be an advantage, according to Anthony. If you have young children, you probably wouldn't want a blue, but if you've got cats, you might, he says with a smile. The prickliness will stop them making a mess of it. If you want a sleek, softer needle, then a Nordman fir, Abies nordmanniana, is your best bet. This typically has a more open form, with more space between the tiers of the branches. It takes around 6 years to get a 6-foot spruce and 7 years for a Nordman, and although Anthony does also sell rooted trees, in the main they're treated as a crop, with an annual replanting programme to replace the cut trees. Trees are cut in succession in the weeks leading up to Christmas, ensuring that there's a constant freshly cut supply. Customers are also welcome to dig their own trees, with Anthony supervising. Some people see it as a nice family pursuit to dig a tree with their children, he says. The children can see it growing in the ground, and I can tell them a little bit about their tree. This year, in the light of COVID restrictions, he's adding services such as card payments, a gazebo for outdoor shelter, and even drive-through selection for people who are shielding, and a delivery service to his most vulnerable customers. Somewhere in the midst of all this, he finds time to choose and decorate his own family's tree. At Bury Hall, they have the luxury of a double-height hallway, so a 14-foot affair is the norm. How on earth do they decorate it? From the stairs, he grins. Now that's a tradition I could get on board with. So where can you buy a locally grown Christmas tree? Look for a grower who is a member of the British Christmas Tree Growers Association. This provides a code of practice around sustainable growing and a measure of good quality trees. Here are some examples. Bury Hall Woodlands, Bury's Lane, Honingham, Norfolk NR9 5AX. Their website, buryhallwoodlands.co.uk, and their phone number 01603 880 541. Norfolk Christmas Trees on the Great Melton Estate, Hall Farm, Pockthorpe Road, Great Melton, Norwich, NR9 3BW. Their website, norfolk-christmastrees.co.uk, and their phone number 01603 810 269. Elverdon Christmas Trees, Elverdon Courtyard, Elverdon, IP24 3TJ. Their website, elverdonchristmastrees.com. Telephone 01842 890 423. And Sal Estate Christmas Trees, Manor Farm, Sal Reefham, NR10 4SF. salfarms.co.uk/Christmas-trees. And you can call them on 01603 870 499. Now here are Anthony's tips on how to look after your tree. As soon as you get it home, saw off about a centimetre of the trunk to allow it to take up water. Think of it as an excessively large cut flower and put it in a bucket of water. Leave it outdoors or in a cool place until you're ready to decorate it. And leave it wrapped. It's much easier to carry it into the house wrapped up and then cut the wrapping off once it's in situ. When you bring it inside, use a stand with water in the base. Ideally, stand it in a cool place, well away from direct heat, such as a radiator or a fire.